Is your bank at home in three markets or 53? With on-the-ground specialists in over 50 markets, HSBC UK has been voted the leading bank for trade for the last 7 years. So let us help you navigate international business like a local. Search HSBC International Bank to find out more. HSBC UK, opening up a world of opportunity. Voted the UK's best trade finance bank for 7 consecutive years by Euromoney UK Trade Finance Survey 2023.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, January 17th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Apple has lost its attempt to delay the implementation of a U.S. import ban of its smartwatches while the company appeals a federal trade ruling. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit lifted an interim stay of a ruling that said that Apple had violated the patents of a competitor. Apple had earlier revealed plans to disable blood oxygen measurement technology in some models of the device in order to continue U.S. sales. The trade agency's order is set to go back into effect tomorrow. Apple didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. In other Apple news, the company's new App Store payment policies are stirring outrage among software developers. After the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear appeals of an antitrust ruling yesterday, Apple issued new policies that require developers to pay it a 27% commission if they use an alternative payment method. It's a policy similar to those the company has in the Netherlands and South Korea in response to legal rulings. But software developers say Apple is skirting the intention of a court ruling. And Hyundai Motor sold a factory in Chongqing, China, for less than half the amount it initially sought. Yufu Industrial Complex Construction, a local government-backed entity, bought the factory for 1.62 billion yuan, or $225.9 million. This sale, done in an effort to streamline Hyundai's operations, brings the number of Hyundai Motor factories in China to 3 from 5. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.